And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, I'm telling you, making it just cool to be a conservative, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, a couple things you got to know about this this hassle, this tussle, this Thunderdome for Republicans up in D.C. right now. They're meeting as we speak, and I'm just praying that they get it right. I'm praying they get it right, and they get it right soon. They're in their meeting literally right now. The plan was to go into a caucus meeting at 5 p.m. Eastern time, which is 4 p.m. our time, to begin hashing it out behind closed doors, allowing, you know, the various candidates. In this case, what we really know of is it looks like the two candidates are Jim Jordan from Ohio and Steve Scalise from Louisiana. Steve Scalise being the House Majority Leader and Jim Jordan being the House Judiciary Chairman, two very powerful positions. But they've also both really acquitted themselves quite well. You may recall Steve Scalise is the one who got shot a few years back when a crazy wacko liberal, by the way, with a gun, went to the House baseball game practice. Our own Mo Brooks was there. He was on the scene. And Steve Scalise was shot. He recovered, returned to duty. He just recently got diagnosed with a rare form of blood cancer, which is incurable but yet treatable. So they believe he's going to be fine. He's gotten a good prognosis from his doctors, but it's certainly something to consider. Jim Jordan, on the other hand, is the guy, you may have seen him on the news. He never wears a suit jacket. When he can get away with it, he'll just wear a shirt with a tie loosened at the collar. And he has been very outspoken on issues related to the Biden impeachment hearings. He's a rallier. He was at some point in the past, he was a wrestling coach at the college level, I believe. And he's the guy who has been sort of cheering up the impeachment proceedings and the investigations of Hunter Biden and all that kind of stuff. He's also a member of the Freedom Caucus. Scalise is seen as being a bit more establishment. He's never been a member of the Freedom Caucus. He's got more of the moderate wing that's supporting him right now. The Freedom Caucus and the more conservative members of the body are leaning towards Jordan, and we're hearing right now it's a coin toss. It's a big hairy deal, though, y'all, because what we believe is going to happen right now, the polling indicates, and I if Biden gets reelected next year, I want to know what in God's name people were thinking. There is nothing going right. What is Biden going to run on? Well, keep in mind that whoever gets elected is very likely going to be a Republican, and whoever is the House Speaker is very likely going to remain as House Speaker, and you want it to be someone who can work compatibly between the two. You want to see an agenda get moved? Well, Jim Jordan was just recently, he was endorsed by Trump. That's like Trump saying, I'm probably going to be your president, and I'd like to have him as my Speaker. We can work together. Well, we'll see. That's where we are. Our own Congressman Robert Aderholt, who represents a big swath of this particular listening area, he recently told our buddy Todd Stacey, who was on a minute ago, he said, being elected Speaker of the House is not just being elected among Republicans, it's elected as a whole. There has to be 218 votes that are cast for the Speaker himself or herself or whoever it may be. Right now, I'm not sure anybody could get 218. This is what he said on Friday. That's why I think this is going to be an arduous process going forward over the next few days. And then he went on to say, he likes them both, but I think he's leaning towards Scalise because he said that he would love to see Jim Jordan stay on as judiciary chair because of what an effective judiciary chair he's been. And that position has got a lot of work to do right now. So I don't know, man. I look at it and think, I just hope they get it right. And I hope they get it right soon. Because, yes, they can continue the business of the people. But you know what, though? It's a huge distraction. And it does suck the air out of the room. And it creates opportunities for, you know, strife, and it creates opportunities for basically some you know, shenanigans on the part of the Democrats. So we need a strong leader, and in there real soon. Well, all right, we're taking a break. We're going to come right back. I got a ton of text messages. I do want to know from some of y'all, who do you want to see as Speaker? And the rest of you, tell me this. Did you have a smoking pit in your high school? Because I did. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. And Southern Living even says so. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. What am I going to do if we go national one day? What am I going to say? Coast to coast. I don't know what
I'm
saying.
Coast to coast. And then you'll start naming off all the states. That's what you'll do.
But I will never forget where I came from. That would not happen, because this is home. So anyway, the bottom line is this. Somebody else who covers a lot of ground, y'all, is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers just a huge swath of our listening area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week at every one of their locations. I mean, that's huge. That's big enough as it is. You wake up sick on a Saturday morning. What do? Wait till Monday? No. You go to Southern Immediate Care. This is who I use. And I say that with all sincerity. I've been using them much longer than they've been advertising, because I know the owner of the whole chain. And by the way, he is a right side ruffian. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care, every time I've walked in the door, it's clean, it's professional, it's friendly. And listen, they can see all ages. I'm talking geriatric back down to pediatric. They can see all of it. So you need help, look them up, find the location nearest to you, check out Southern Immediate Care. And do me a favor, if you go, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would get a kick out of hearing them tell me. Man, I got a ton of text messages, like covered up with text messages. So some of y'all, all right, so Brian from Huntsville, yes, thank you, Brian, you are so correct. Brian says, Grissom called it the smoking pit. Parents had to sign a waiver. Lee called it a smoking court. Parental waiver also. Dummies at both schools with no waiver called in bomb threats to get outside so they could smoke. Penny from Athens says, yes, Phil, Athens High School had a smoking court. That's what they called it. Maybe it was a smoking court. Maybe it was a smoke. I called it a smoking pit. I thought it was a smoking pit. Anyway, and it was like Boomer, it wasn't much bigger than the studio we're in. And it had a 6-foot high chain link fence around it. You had to stay inside the fence. It was like the monkey cage. You know,
I had to stay inside the cage.
They're in there throwing feces at
Watch
you.
Watch out,
stuff.
Guys! Don't you come out of that cage?
Got monkeypox. Anyway, John from Harvest says, my first choice for speaker would be Jim Jordan, as long as it doesn't affect the administration's investigations he is currently leading. I'm in agreement, sir. Very much so. Chris from Gadsden says, yo, Gadsden High School had a smoking area in the courtyard. As I didn't smoke, I don't know for sure. Leanne from Huntsville says, we called a smoking court. It was behind a 10-foot chain link fence. Leanne, maybe we went to school together. Maybe it was a smoking court, because it was a big chain link fence. Leanne, did you go to Grissom? Anyway, tell me. Mark from Tony says, Brewer High School had what they called the bull pit. Bull pit. Made it sound cool.
That sounds way cooler.
The bull pit. Hey, I'm going
in there smoking Marlboro. A bunch of Marlboro men in the bull pit.
I bet it was a little bigger than the 10 feet by 10 feet.
Maybe so. Rich from Muscle Shoals says the smoke pit was by the bus barn. In other words, they're probably sneaking out back. Yeah. Where'd it go? Eric from Eva, Alabama says 100% Jim Jordan for speaker. There you go. Steve-O from Madison says, I initially supported Senator Tuberville, but he now has to lift his block of military appointments. His actions now are damaging our readiness. Yeah, Steve, I don't agree. I mean, I think it's going to happen. I think he's going to lift it. And I think if we wind up with the military action that needs, some direct attention, that he would. But the reality is this. Schumer can bring those to a vote any day he wants to. He's just choosing not to do it. Gary from Decatur, it's so interesting that all the political people analyzing this House Speaker vote seem to always go back to McCarthy in the conversations. Are they forgetting McCarthy made a deal with Democrats, whether they backed out on him or not? Remember the soundbite of McCarthy saying, bring it on before the vote. That's what you get when you trust Democrats. Good point. Yeah. David from Huntsville says, the Freedom Caucus is not the problem in Congress. It's only 1/10 of the whole House. There's over 200 Democrats. Yeah, there you go. Great point. Man, the texts are flowing in. James from Harvest, Gunnersville State Park Golf Course is amazing this time of year. You are so right, brother. I'm not even a golfer, but I can tell you It is. In fact, I'm pretty sure the lovely Charlene and I are heading up there sometime soon. But yes, Guntersville State Park. If you haven't been there in the fall, Lord, you are missing out. The views are incredible. So Joey from Morgan County texted in, says the bad thing about the vape courts, it ends up like courts as in, you know, the actual court system. It ends up punishing the parents. It's a $50 fine, and I have two kids to get caught or admit to vaping and get sent to court. Recently, one sent to A school, which is 20 minutes from where we live. It's costing us $100 a week in gas and loss of work hours to take child from school. I get it, man. I hate it, but I would make them mow some extra grass, just saying. I hate it for you. Mike from Somerville says, I went to Brewer High School, graduated in 1980. Okay. We called the smoking area the bullpen. It had a fence along the front, and you had to stay behind it. See? There's another bull. All right. Can I get to all these texts? I keep dropping down. Have I got a caller on the line? I do. Let me grab that real quick. Line one, Clarence Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man. Doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, where I come from down South Alabama, we used to have a little place in the middle of the school. It was a square. And we always said, don't be square. Come to the square and smoke a square.
Were you a frequent attender of the square?
I might have been. That's probably why I sound so sexy like I do these days.
Fair enough.
Hey, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, in regards to what Biden talked about earlier and the 11 Americans that have been killed, are we just going to stand by as a society and just say that's all right with us, that we don't want to go after them ourselves?
Well, so here's the thing. I don't know if you heard yesterday's show, Clarence. I had retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin on the show, who used to be he was a special ops commander for many, many years, one of the founding members of Delta Force, and hostage rescue was part of his bailiwick. And he said he absolutely believes that, based on what his experience has been, is that it's called JSOC, the Joint Special Operations Command. They're the ones that have command of SEAL Team 6 and Delta and all that. He said he absolutely believes that JSOC is spun up right now and probably already have our hostage rescue guys forward deployed waiting for the order. The question is, will Biden actually pull the trigger on that? I don't know.
So hey, I'll tell you one thing. I've called Tommy Tuberville's office. I tried to call Katie Britt, and I'm calling every one of them. I think everybody should do it too, and we should get the four whatever they want to call themselves, the squad or whatever, the Palestinian supporters. We should get them on record, and we should ask them, since they support Palestine so much, does that mean that they support the rape of women and children?
Yeah, and the killing,
get that on the record.
And the killing of babies while you're at it. Yes, absolutely.
And the killing of babies. So I think everybody needs to call up our senators and our representatives, and let's start getting that in the national news and make these women put their actual names behind what they're saying, so they actually can say, this is exactly what I'm saying, because you start pointing out evil with evil. They're all the same.
You are so right, brother. Appreciate you, Clarence. Have a great day, buddy.
Have a good one, man.
You too. Going back to the text lines, that was a good call from Clarence, by the way. I've missed him. He hadn't called in a while. Metal Man Josh Melkmont says, no smoking pit, but I'd ask my PE teacher if he wanted to give me a paddling before or after I smoked my cigarette every day. He said, I always smoked and I always got paddled. Oh my gosh. Navy Phil from Athens said, we had a smoking alley. Wow, that's cool, I guess. Leanne from Huntsville said, sorry, she was a Butler Rebel. All right. So, Leanne, you was a Butler Rebel. You were my crosstown rivals. Anyway, appreciate you, Leanne. Terry from Elgin, Alabama says, I have all the confidence in the world Republicans are going to mess this up. I hope not, brother. I defeat from the jaws of victory. I hope not. James from Harvest said, I started high school at Spartman High in 1987, and that was the year the smoking court disappeared. Well, okay, I guess that meant you got banned right there on the spot. An unknown. We have an unknown who texted in. And by the way, tell us who you are and where you're from. I think he says our principal at Hazel Green would just walk around the building smoking a pipe, and you always knew where he was. Yeah, I would think. Pam from Locust said, yeah, we had a smoking tree. It wasn't really a tree, just a shrub, a bush. I didn't start smoking until after I graduated, but I would talk to friends who did. David from Huntsville says, I wanted Hearn for a speaker, and now Jordan or back to McCarthy. We need a strong leader. Scalise needs to focus on his health. All right, David, appreciate you, man. Hey, I got a caller real quick before I go to a break. I will take that. Jeffro from Indiana. How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Hey, and my high school, Tell City, it was in the town there and everything, but the campus, we had an open campus, so all you had to do is step off the block and you was all right. You could do anything you want to then.
So step off the campus and smoke a cigarette and walk back on and you're free, right?
Right. 20 feet from the door, you could walk onto the side of the street there and you was free and clear.
Well, you didn't say,
have nothing to worry about.
Did you just say Pell City? Are you from Pell City, Alabama?
Pell, T-E-L-L.
Oh.
Like William Tell.
I got you. Tell
City. I know it sounds like Pell, but we're from Tell.
Okay. All right. Well, what's your thoughts on what's going on in Israel? You got any new thoughts on that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's the only thing about Israel and everything, they're just, you know, you have to put a rabid dog down, and that's what they're going to have to do.
Mm.
And, you know, these people can't be, you can't negotiate with somebody who's a religious fanatic. Heck, you worked with a bunch of these people in Afghanistan. I mean, you've seen how they were. They was, you spite somebody and everything, they'd take you and bury you in the ground and stone you to death, you know, without batting an eye, wouldn't they?
Yeah, none of the ones I worked with, I worked against those, but...
But I mean, that's what's leading the country now. that's what you're facing now that they've pulled out of there. So
yeah, it's a
Taliban is in charge.
It's a mess, and I just hope that the Biden administration, the Biden gave a speech today and he didn't mention Iran once. And I just hope that we're going to see some political will within this Biden administration.
The Democrats are a much more dangerous regime than the Taliban ever thought about being because. I'm serious. They're do, you know, we wouldn't have this thing in Afghanistan or in over in Russia if Trump would still been in there. We wouldn't have this thing in Israel right now if Trump had been there. You know, think of all the things that, you know, all the border crisis, everything else that's going on in the world today. How many people that's affecting? How many people that's going to actually lead to death over because of a group I think that's worse than the Nazis as far as the people that's going to die because of their regime.
What's amazing, too, is they are not rebuking their own members right now who are actually hanging. Like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, both members of Congress, and they have Palestinian flags on stands outside their office doors right now.
Well, that's okay, Phil. I mean, you know, that's who the Democrats are. I mean, come on. You know, they support all these people and everything. So, you know, they're just doing what they think they should be doing.
Well,
and just they're as crazy as the people over there, the Hamas.
Well, 2024 can't get here fast enough. Right now, I can't control Hamas, but I hope that Israel's got it going on, and we better have the political will to back them. Because you know what? Even scripturally speaking, I don't want to be on the wrong side of not supporting Israel.
Yeah, the Republicans need to get Jim Jordan in there right now, and you know, because that's who's Trump's. I mean, you know. Hey, these people who vote against him, hey, Trump might want them to get primaried. Who knows?
Well, we'll see how it goes. But right now, I'm in agreement with you. I want Jim Jordan. I think he's the guy who can have the respect of the Freedom Caucus and still move the rest of the body in the right direction. And he has done nothing that I think would be called extreme, but it's always been consistent and conservative, and that's what we need. Hey, man, I got to go to a break. You have a great day. Be safe on the road, brother.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you. Take me to the break there, my man. We'll do that right now. We'll come back. Last break is go-home time. So, about ready to get in the vehicles and head to the houses. But more on this and more of your text messages. And, oh, by the way, did you have a smoking pit or a bullpen or a smoking court in your high school? I'm curious. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, making common sense like a superpower around here. Hey, I tell you who else has got some common sense like a superpower. That's our friends at ZLA Solutions. So just know this. If you own a business and you need people, ZLA Solutions is there to help you. They are helping major named employers all across our listening area and really beyond. I mean, they've gotten so big, but they're still there to help anyone. And it doesn't matter what size company you have. They can come in and help you find the onesies or twosies that you need. They have the hard-to-find niche skills, or they can get you an entire shift of people. ZLA Solutions, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. And I always say blue collar, white collar, or no collar, it don't matter. So, yeah, ZLA Solutions, their website, here it is. You ready? ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right? That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Going back to the text lines, holy cow, where all these texts come from? just wow. They blew up. Thank you very much. You've been on it today, bro. Ron from Huntsville, you've recovered from your vacation, haven't you? That's what's happened.
That's what it was.
You've recovered from your vacation, and you're like, you're smoking now. Ron from Huntsville says, we had a porch for the cigarette smokers, class of 76. Thinking about it, must have been legal to buy cigarettes then. It was. JT Lacey Springs, by the way, JT, we saw some stuff come in today. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, brother. JT Lacey Springs says, first class at Brewer, 1973. Smoking was a gravel area by the auto shop. Allison from Madison, Smoking Court, Cookeville High, Tennessee, said, I figured out from Jeff from Indiana, he's got that, I got to get in the last word guy. He calls every day between 4:45 and 5. Ryan from Hazel Green says, let me try that again. He says, we had the spot behind the dumpster, and you hoped you wouldn't get caught. He said, I was class of 07, which makes sense. He says, unless you played a sport, because the coaches would let us dip in the field house. Hey, listen, I tell you what, I got more texts than I can get to right now, but I do want to remind you all of this. We talked earlier in the show about the situation going on in Israel and in Gaza. This may actually be one of the biggest stories of the decade. Only been a couple of times I've said that. Afghanistan pullout was one. Invasion of Ukraine was another. And now this. This is huge. But I do want to remind you, we have three churches right now from Alabama that have people that are stuck over there right now. First, we have one couple that went on their own as a trip. Gene and Jamie Poole from Tuscaloosa are over there right now. And then we have a group from St. Paul's Episcopal in Daphne. We have another group from Shades Mountain Baptist Church in Vestavia. And we have a group from Hillcrest Church in Anniston. So be aware and be prayerful about the fact that we have not only U.S. citizens, but we have folks right here in this listening area, right here in our state, Alabamians, who are over there right now, taking what many would consider to be probably their bucket list kind of trip. It's still on my bucket list. My buddy George went years ago, and he said he was taken aback by the idea that he got to walk in places where Jesus actually walked. And I thought, I got to go there one day. Haven't had a chance to do it yet. It's certainly on my bucket list. It's also certainly a remote possibility at the moment for anyone to take a pleasure trip over there to walk those grounds. But just bear in mind, though, folks, we do have some Alabamians that are stuck over there right now. Hillcrest Church, Anniston, Shades Mountain Baptist, Vestavia, St. Paul's Episcopal down in Daphne, and Blessings on the Pools, who are on their personal trip. There's all that. All right. Listen, man, we got stuff through today, buddy. I got all three dippers done.
You got all three, and man, something to grow on.
All right, listen, you guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.